Lucy Harrington.
Abby McSweeney.
Okay. Let's start with the first question then. Abby, could you compare what you actually made with what you intended to make at the start of the project?
Well, we intended to make a horror trailer, which we did, but we had to change a lot of our ideas because we couldn't use them because we didn't take into account there's going to be exams and everything going on at the time.
So you faced some creative challenges. Did you overcome them, those challenges? Yeah. And you, what did you do to overcome those challenges?
We had to change our script and our actors and the location we wanted to film that shoot our film.
And what was that experience like, Lucy? You were disappointed to realise you had to change things, but did it work out in the end?
Yeah, it worked out. It was probably the best way to make it. I think it was a bit too overambitious at the beginning.
Okay, so can you explain to me what a horror trailer is then?
To advertise a horror film, to draw the attention in and make people want to go see the film.
Okay. And where would you see such a thing?
On websites.
In cinemas and on TV.
Before films at cinemas, magazines, newspapers.
Great. And how long was your trailer supposed to be?
You have all different... We didn't really agree on a certain time.
Because the trailer's all different lengths.
1 hour?
So we were just gonna see
2 hours?
We agreed it would be roughly a couple of minutes
between long. Like a minute, like 3 minutes.
Okay, so it's quite a short snappy...
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Let's move on to the next question then. The film you made, the trailer you made, how appropriate was it for the audience that you intended it for? What was your intended audience?
I think it was... Our intended audience was 15-year-olds that like horror films.
Right, okay.
I think it was well intended because it wasn't too gory or too jumpy or anything.
So would it have achieved the certificate that you intended it to achieve?
Yeah.
And how did you find out what was appropriate for 15-year-olds?
Online. We looked on the rating official website.
We like watch trailers that are like for films that are 15.
Excellent, okay. So you did some research to find out what the qualities of a 15 trailer might be. Okay. Could you describe how you made the trailer, what you did technically to put it together? Abby, do you want to start?
We used Final Cut Express, and like we made the clips we had. We made them really short because horror trailers, the films, like the clips are really short, and like they move really quick. So we made all our clips like really short to make it like fit in.
How short? A minute.
Like a few seconds long.
Oh, just a few seconds.
But we were limited to equipment, so we ended up using my mobile phone.
Okay, and was that an advantage in the end?
Probably, because we knew how to use it. It was easier, it's more familiar, and it was easier to go out and film instantly.
It was a lot easier to like capture onto the laptop, because it took a lot less time.
Yeah.
What about in terms of the aesthetic qualities of mobile phone footage?
Well, it was the effect that we were looking for the horror film was more of a... Not like a proper professional.
Someone like following them. The person's like the killer is supposed to be filming it.
Oh, okay. So, was that influenced by any other horror films that you've seen?
Not really. The idea just coming.
It was an innovation you brought into the genre.
Because I haven't seen like a lot of films like that. So.
Right. Wasn't the Blair Witch Project filmed on a sort of camcorder
and,
or
like,
something?
The Paranormal Activity as well.
Would it be more scary to have mobile footage than have professional footage, do you think?
Yeah.
Because it seems more real, like more realistic, like it actually happened.
Okay. So that you're pleased with that then?
Yeah.
So what was a difficulty became an advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell me what the content of the film is then? What's the footage of?
People looking scared, running, screaming.
Where is the film set?
In the school, in the staircase.
Okay, why did you choose that location?
It's dark. It was quiet, no one really goes up there.
Okay. And you wanted to create what kind of an atmosphere then?
Tense and just scary.
Quite jumpy. Yeah. Like, you know there's something there, but they don't.
Right, okay. So an element of surprise and shock. Stylistically, what does the film look like? Does it look horrific?
It looks...
What kind of horror film have you made?
Quite jumpy.
Like
a jumpy sort of tense, like suspense.
Is it a sort of slasher type horror film, or is it a slightly more psychological kind of film?
More psychological.
Okay. And how do we know that? Why is it more psychological?
There's no
blood or anything. Like, you don't see them get killed. You just see them dead.
Right. And we're not really sure how it's happened or who the perpetrator is.